Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday the 24th of this month.
You're very loud. Not like, and it's not like in a mean way, but like, right. your voice carries much.
I was, one of my friends needed a subject to work with in their singing class. And they said, so the whole point was, can you instruct someone to sing well? It wasn't about the voice and blah, blah, blah. And then afterwards, the singing teacher said, you have the biggest voice I've ever heard.
I don't know if it's so much of the fact that I hear your voice so regularly, but I can easily pick your voice out of anything and everything. But at the same time, I think it's just that you are so much louder than everybody else.
There's that, and I try and control it, but unless I'm mumbling, it doesn't, like, I have two modes, pretty much. Loud, mumbling, that's about it.
When I hear you start talking, it always catches me off guard. It's like, oh, okay, yes, we're doing this now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's why I try bring about that, you know, that kind of change. And
yeah,
that kind
it's
of,
good.
Yeah. So how was your weekend, Big T?
It was pretty productive of nothing.
Good. Productive nothing is good.
It was good. Saw people, did, you know.
Yeah.
The normal stuff that you do on weekends. Worked a little bit, saw some families.
Right.
So,
took in a film, perhaps.
I did not see any films this weekend.
There's nothing really good out in the theaters, is there?
No.
I enjoyed Alice. I know you didn't.
I did not enjoy Alice so much.
Because if you take away the aspect of the idea that it's based on the original, then you can move on from there.
I didn't think it was based off the original.
No, it wasn't.
I didn't take it as that.
It wasn't supposed to be.
And I just...
You didn't like it?
I just didn't like it. I thought it could have been better.
Yeah.
And it was a C. Easy C.
I'll give it a B. B minus. It just wasn't as good as it could be.
Yeah. But I liked his other work. Willy Wonka was cool.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Cool. Well, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about TRX.
Ooh.
Do you know what TRX is?
What is TRX?
Because I'm dropping stuff.
I know, right?
It is, should I read it straight off the box?
Please do.
It is the complete total body training system.
Right, exactly. I Googled it, because I've heard different names for what TRX stands for.
Because it doesn't have dots in it.
No, and I've heard it's an acronym, and I've heard total resistance exercise, I've heard various things, but, so it doesn't really matter.
It's awesome. That's all that matters.
It's fantastic. So we're going to kind of give you a review of what it is, why use it, and what we use it for, and all of those good things will be answered in today's podcast.
Spectacular.
So Tyler, why don't you tell me what's your opinion on the TRX?
My opinion on the TRX is as follows. Basically, At first, it looks very misleading. I found it to be very misleading. It looks like just rope.
Uh-huh.
And just a couple of cloth bands hang
right
on them. Do some, it was very misleading in that sense. And I was like, okay, that's cool, whatever.
Right.
I was watching the video about with it on the other day. And I almost was breaking a sweat by watching the video. I mean, that's how intense the workouts can get with this. It's a lot of body weight. It's all body weight for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of functional, I find, workouts and using your body and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which is nice. And that's the kind of stuff that I enjoy. A lot of high reps. A lot of circuit trainings are done with it.
Yeah.
It's good, I feel, to lean out.
Yes.
You're not going to see people that are trying to bulk up on it so much.
No, because the thing is...
You could use it, but just it won't be the main thing.
No, because you can load the TRX by increasing your incline. So say you put a box. So I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we should at least say what it is.
So it's, like Tyler was saying, it's two yellow and black nylon hanging straps. And what it is you can get pretty much a total body workout in about half an hour on the TRX is what it claims.
What they market it.
Exactly. As. And it started out as a U.S. Special Operations piece of equipment. This military guy, he created it for military people so they could work out wherever and whenever they wanted. And they could get a total body workout even while they were in, you know, deepest, darkest Africa.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of the cool thing is you can take this thing outside. I've done it before. I take it outside, hook it up to a tree, and you're set. You don't need any special mounting, though those things are provided for it. And that's kind of cool. They even have, like, door hangers, so you can set this up on your door. They have all these kinds of cool little pieces of equipment. One thing I noticed, if you order a TRX, they're pretty cheap. It's about $200 to get a TRX. And what is kind of cool about them is that you can, one, use it everywhere, and two, the packaging, it looks like, it's kind of like the Macintosh of fitness, is what I've kind
of equated it. It's very sleek.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, the box is smooth, the graphics are really cool, blah, 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 all this stuff. They've got an online community, which I highly recommend you get into. They've even got, like, digital downloads where you can get a PDF of your exercises right then and there, so you can just, boom, get and go, and those kind of things. And it's made by Fitness Anywhere, and the whole idea is you can get your workout
anywhere.
Anywhere, exactly. So they have, like, they created a jump rope TRX workout, so it's little pieces of equipment that you don't need to have a full gym for. They do a lot of medicine ball work, and that's kind of the foundation of it. Brandon Vera, you know him?
Yeah.
He's an MMA fighter.
He just got his butt handed to
him.
Oh,
my gosh. His ass was kicked.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
He broke his...
orbital?
He has a facial fracture.
Awesome.
From that elbow that he took.
Yeah, so this MMA fighter, which is kind of unfortunate, I don't like him much as a fighter, but he was saying, oh, yeah, the TRX has changed, you know, my whole training, blah, blah, blah. And so he might have been the fittest he's ever been, but his skills weren't up to
par.
Yeah. But he took a massive elbow to the face, and he got a TKO from it because he could not defend himself intelligently.
He took the elbow, and literally it was the first time I'd ever seen somebody take a hit and then cover the hit in pain.
Right.
And like,
oh, God.
You know that instantaneous, like, just... anybody normal that doesn't box or do anything, if you hit them, they instantly, like, grab that area and, like, squint, and they're like, oh, that's what he did. He got this elbow, just grabbed his face, turned over, and just, like, started to cry. It was pretty funny.
Right. Kind of funny. So it's becoming really big in the TRX. It's becoming big in a lot of different circles. Men's Health rated it the best new piece of fitness equipment. In what, 2000?
I didn't say the year.
Yeah, I think it was 2008.
April 2009.
Oh, wow. And it's been around since 2006. So it's been around for a while. And we really like it.
We do.
We think it is one of the best pieces of equipment you can get. If you're going to have a home gym, this would probably be the first thing to get.
Well, it's not even if you're going to go for a home gym, this is all you would really need.
Absolutely.
This and a jump rope and you're set.
Absolutely. You can do cardio. I mean, you could
do cardio, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because as long as you're bouncing through. I went through a couple different workouts on this thing. I did one of their military workouts because it is based in the military, blah, blah, blah. And my legs are still sore. I did it on Saturday and it is Monday.
Yeah.
And my legs are sore still. And it's cool because, like Tyler was saying earlier, it's very functional. Like, one of the guys, I think he's from Canada, he's like, you know, 1% of the population can do a single leg squat. And so the TRX was designed, you know, part of the design was to allow you to do a single leg squat and get all the way down and all the way up with some help. And then eventually, he said, we want you to not have to use the TRX to do this, this squat. I thought that was really cool. Because that's a powerful, flexible, big movement. And to do it without assistance is pretty badass.
Yeah, it's quite impressive, so.
Yeah. And so a lot of people are saying, probably thinking at this point, oh, well, since it was designed by military people, I probably can't use it.
That's incorrect.
Yeah. I train some fairly overweight people. and I use exclusively TRX kettlebells and Pilates equipment with them. And I mean, these people are overweight, very much so, and they can still use the TRX and the kettlebells and the Pilates.
It's nice in the sense that it's kind of, it's, you can use your own discretion with it. So it's that, okay, you only did three this time. Okay, next time you can do four.
Right.
So you push yourself. It's kind of you judge the hardness of it.
Right. And plus, as you increase the incline of it, so typically for most TRX exercises, the more vertical you are, the easier the exercise. And the more horizontal you are, the harder the exercise. So imagine pretty much these yellow straps hanging from the wall, and you have one in each hand, and you're facing towards the ground, like you're going to do a push-up. The more upright you get, so the more like a cable cross chest press you're going to do, the easier it's going to be. The more like a push-up, the more difficult it's going to be. And then, even from there, say you can get all the way horizontal with this. To make it even harder, you can change it to a single handle mode, where you're using one of the straps only, and you can do a single handle chest press. And that changes everything, because your core has to be engaged. And that's what I really love about the TRX. Is your core must be engaged the entire time. And it's so, it like, honestly, even doing a biceps curl, you're using your core to stabilize. It's pretty fantastic.
Hence the total body training system.
Exactly.
Complete. Total body. That's a good
body.
Word for it.
Complete. Yes. Exactly. So you were saying that typically it's people who want to lean out, who would use this.
Yeah, I see it as something that would be a good leaner, outer. I know that sounds awful, but most people do, so that's good.
Right. And you can increase flexibility with the equipment and all of that. So who would you recommend this for, and who would you not recommend this for, pretty much?
If you were a bodybuilder, I would not use this on a daily basis. I'd use it maybe once a week for flexibility to keep your to make it so that you can still move.
Right, so you're not muscle bound and all of that.
Other than that, I don't see why anybody would not want to use it.
I completely agree. I mean, one of my clients, she has MS, and she's fine with this.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can change the resistance on the fly. So maybe it's too hard right then, and you can't push up. You just use your leg or your arm to get you into a different position, and bada bing, bada boom.
A lot of it's easier. Just, think about, kind of picture a rope on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And how close your feet are to the wall, how easy it is pulling yourself from it.
Right.
The farther you are from it, it's harder to pull.
Or even, a lot of people have probably done this, is if you do a push-up on a chair, it's easier than doing a push-up on the ground. Same idea, you know? So you could probably get that same kind of resistance. But then you can also put your feet in this, and you could do a what's called an atomic push-up. You do a regular push-up, and then draw your knees towards your chest, because your knees are suspended. You can also do what's called the body saw. You get into a plank, and you move from your shoulder joint backwards and forwards. It's a small movement, but it is disastrous on your abs. Like, I'm sore in my core from doing that on Saturday. It's retarded.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I use the R word. Oh, tragic.
That happens. So.
Yeah. So those are some of the basics of the TRX. But I would, it's one of those things, you can use it on your own, and the community is really good, but I would still recommend using this with someone who knows what they're doing.
Like all things, at least at the beginning,
right?
I would start with some kind of trainer, just because A, you don't want to get hurt. Two, trainer's going to know more, give you more out there kind of thing. And even if you just buy the TRX, it gives you workouts, but it just kind of tells you names of things.
Well, they have their manual. I give you the manual.
Oh, it is
too,
the
manual.
Yeah, I have that in my room.
Right. They have an exercise manual, and these are the thing about the TRX is they say, you know what? As long as you know good biomechanics,
you can figure
and
it
anatomy, you can do whatever the hell you want on this thing. And so that's the big thing. So if your trainer knows biomechanics and anatomy, you're set.
And most should.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if they don't, then you should probably fire them. But if you just take this on your own, then, you know what, you're putting a risk at possibly hurting yourself and maybe pushing too hard or not enough. There are all these variables. So I would definitely recommend, even if you buy the DVD, you can work out with the DVD, but having someone there is just so helpful. Because they can push you and do other things.
Huh. I find it hard working out the DVDs, just personally.
I do too.
Because I always end up watching it, and then I don't work out.
It's or you have to turn your neck, and it's kind of awkward.
It feels weird.
I find it easier to watch the DVD once through, and then put it on while I'm doing it, so I'm kind of familiar. But yeah.
That's another hour or whatnot you've wasted.
Right, right. So what are some other thoughts about the TRX that you have? Anything that we haven't voiced as of yet that kind of would be helpful, you know, for someone who's like, okay, I like the idea of it, I want to do it, but, you know, I'm kind of hesitant.
I like that you can do it anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I know that that's kind of corny since it's anywhere training, but
right, fitness everywhere.
I do like that you can basically tie it to anything and everything.
Right. And when Tyler says that, always make sure, like, they're really big on testing your anchor point. So after you hook up, even if it's like, say you get a secondhand one, you don't read the manual, hook it up and then give it a test pull before you start trusting your body weight to it. Because you can eat crap on these.
Yeah, which not good. Then I would say also what's nice is I like that you can adjust it. Most things being tall, they don't make it for tall people. They make it for people that are, you know, 5'10".
Right.
And I've got 3-4 inches on them.
Right.
I like that you can adjust for height, and it's very user friendly.
Yes. And they have the newer ones I really like because they are really adjustable, because say they have an extra hook, an extra carabiner on them. So say like you're saying, you're hooking into a high anchor point, then you can add a lengthener. So that you can lengthen the anchor, so you don't have this shorter anchor point, blah, blah, blah. So you get still the full functionality of the TRX. I do like that. And, I think it's one of those things that it's a really good complement to a lot of things. You could do solely TRX workouts and look good. I think that it's a really good complement to a lot of things. Using, like I said, the kettlebell, the Pilates equipment, but it's just such a good piece of equipment. I think not using it is kind of silly, you know? It has so many variables and so much good stuff about it. I think it's a good idea to at least try it once.
I fully agree. You should try it once, and if you don't like it the first time, try it again.
Exactly, because you might have had a bad trainer. But, I mean, the core activation, the arm activation, just the things. And, I mean, it makes it sound like we're in love with these guys, but they put out a really good product, and we're not getting any kickback from this, but they put out an awesome, awesome product, and we're really behind it. We base a lot of our personal training off of this piece of machinery or piece of equipment, and we highly recommend that.
This guy's using a tank as his support beam for it.
Yeah, he is.
That's cool.
That's pretty badass. Because that's the cool part about it, is that you can go outside, like you were saying, use a tree, use a tank, use whatever happens.
Yeah, since tanks are everywhere.
You don't have a tank. You don't have a tank in your backyard?
I don't happen to have one of those.
Oh, weird. I thought that it was a common thing. I guess since I'm
just your
half Middle Eastern, we all have tanks.
Just your people.
You're such a dick. All right. So to wrap this up. The TRX, great piece of equipment that we like, and we encourage you to give it a shot. Anything else you want to add, Sexy?
No, I just was looking at, since I sell shoes, I was looking at all those shoes, and it's just funny that they all have different brands.
Huh.
It's just funny.
They probably didn't get it. I work out barefoot with this, honestly. I do it barefoot, because I love my barefoot training. So, I just like feeling the ground and all of that.
It was just interesting, and this one guy has a shoe that I can't stand, so it's funny.
Oh, the Shox?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But that was just something I was zoning out on right then.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to close this out unless you have some big revelation for us.
Close this out.
All right, well, we'll see you. I was going to go into their closing ceremonies.
I thought you were going to, like, read from your book or something
It's not here.
I didn't know.
I could read from The Man in the Mirror.
No, it's okay. I'm going to leave us with Spark.
Spark. All right. Well, we will talk to you on Friday. Hope you guys have a great Wednesday. Peace.
while I'm green.